from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
8.3% chance that the Royals still make the playoffs. Let me remind you, they have a 4.5-game lead for the final wild card spot as it currently sits. So for me, I look at that and say, look, they're not going to just never win a game again, okay? Things are bad, but they're getting good enough starting pitching despite the offense not being there that I think that will allow them to get out of this thing, not just hopefully tonight, but over the final 20 or so games. The division's a different conversation. That is where, if to me, they don't win tonight, the division's over. I really believe that.
Just
I
think tonight, not the series.
No,
tonight.
I think there's few enough games left that is not crazy for me to say that tonight's game could decide whether or not they have a chance for the division still.
I think similar to the last series we talked about against Cleveland, which was you cannot lose this series and still win the division. I wouldn't necessarily put it on tonight, although pretty hard to win the series if you lose the first game, especially because you got Singer on the mound against their number one starter. And so getting this one would feel like a pretty big swing in the right direction, because over the next two games, you would get Lugo and then maybe hypothetically Reagan's in the final game of the series, although they haven't announced that yet. So not the final game of the series, but in the last. So like maybe what we're talking about is win it, but yeah. Yeah, because you already lost first game. I'm sorry. Yes, you have to win tonight. I'm just
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, there's no tonight. Choice. If you think they're still winning this division, tonight is a must win for that.
Yeah,
making the playoffs, it's not a must win.
So the one reason why I would say, if you ask me right now, do I think they're winning the division? The answer is no. I do not think they're winning the division. I think they're going to the playoffs? Yes. And that is very simply what I mentioned before. It is a time issue. 4.5 games with 20 games to play is a lot. Now the Tigers do have 3 games against the Royals next week or 2 weeks from now on the 16th. So they'll have a chance to make up some of the games they're actively missing right now. And the Royals still do have to take on the rest of the Guardian series, the Twins, the Yankees. It's not like their schedule's getting any easier, but 4.5 games, you have to play nearly perfect. The Tigers have won like 9 of their last 10 games, and they're still 5.5 games back. The Mariners are 6 games back. The Red Sox are 4.5 games back, and their schedule's not easy to end the year either. I still think they're making the postseason. The outlook for the postseason, here's the good news. I can still make an argument for them winning postseason series without Vinny Pasquantino for the same reason I think they'll likely make the postseason now, which is their pitching staff can still carry them. It can still shoulder the burden on this end. We'll take calls if you want. 913-586-7965. I want to know whether or not you think. Same question Alex asked. Do you think this team is still winning division? Do you still think or can win the division? Do you think this team is going to the playoffs? We want to know. Give us a call, 913-586-7965. Because, yeah, Gold, it's hard for me right now just based on time. If this injury had happened August 2nd, we might be having a different conversation. Because the way this team's played since Vinny went down feels like the air was taken out of the balloon. I mean, it felt like they got sucker punched to the gut. And they still haven't gotten back up off the mat.
No, the offense in particular has not recovered from that. And look, you're not ever replacing Vinny in your lineup. We all knew that the minute the injury happened. But him alone, we should not be talking about this team going into seventh and eighth innings with one hit or two hits. Now, some of that give credit to the Astros, right? Their starting rotation been pitching really, really well. But this team is reeling right now, and they have to snap out of it very quickly, as in I really think tonight has to be the night. Because all of a sudden we're talking about a 7-game losing streak. Then those thoughts, I think, do start to creep in. You know, you try to avoid it if you're the clubhouse or outside noise. But I think that starts to become real if tonight doesn't flip for you. You win tonight, take a deep breath. And all right, let's forget what happened last week and regroup. They have had a brutal week. It has been bad luck after bad luck. But you can't, as I said, sulk and just like, woe is me for the remainder of the season. I'm not saying they're doing that, but like that just can't happen. And I start to worry that could happen if this gets a little bit longer. 913-586-7965. Let's go out to the phone and hear from some of you as well. We've got Zach from St. Joe. Zach, you're on Cody and Gold.
Hey guys, how you doing? Thanks for taking my phone call today.
You got it.
You know, I think I've called into Vern's postgame show, and I'm kind of the overly optimistic Royals fan. So I would love to say that I think we're going to win the division, but I think they gave it their best leg that they could. We got some injuries here, man, and those do play a factor, especially with Vinny being out 6 to 8 weeks. He's been one of our more consistent bats, I would say. So it's kind of unfortunate just that skid that they've hit here with the injury bug. That's a terrible time to happen, but that's baseball and that sport. So I think we still have a good chance to get in a wild card spot. Like you guys talked about earlier, you know, we got kind of a good distance there on Boston still. So even for this team this year, that's going to be remarkable to have made the playoffs. And honestly, guys, that just gets me more fired up for what's coming next year, because I know they're going to get in this offseason. They're going to address the issues that we've seen, and we're going to have a good one next year. If we don't get it this year, that's all right. We still got Chiefs football. Everything's going to be all good. But wild card maybe. Division, I think, might be a little bit out, but definitely a wild card spot. I think that they can make it this year.
Appreciate it, Zach. Zach with us here on Cody and Gold, 913-586-7965. He mentions the wild card portion as well. Where the Red Sox are sitting and that they have a cushion. They do, but this is why also the losing streak has to stop for the Royals.
Keep the cushion.
The Red Sox are playing the Mets for two more. Okay, they lost last night. Then they do get the White Sox for three.
You would think the
Red Sox are winning that series, maybe sweeping. So the Red Sox will start winning as well here soon. They've also, I think, out of their last 10, not much different than the Royals.
They want the Tigers and the Mariners back into the mix.
So the wild card, I think, is in play, but the Royals have to totally get out of this thing. Someone says, quit saying 6 to 8 weeks for Vinny. We all know he's out for the season.
I talked to Vinny personally, and he does not seem to think that he's definitively out for the season. So I kind of refuse to eliminate that.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter either way in terms of how we want to phrase it. 6 to 8 weeks is most likely the season. Yes, you're correct. They would have to make the ALCS. If they make the LCS, we'll see. And Vinny obviously needs to be optimistic during his recovery.
Yeah. I refuse to give up on Vinny's season.
If I'm Vinny, of course, you're not saying the season's over. I totally understand that from his point of view.
He's most likely supposed to have surgery today, which will give us even more answers on where he is based on what he told the media yesterday. So, yeah, I mean, yes, for this conversation, getting to the playoffs, Vinny has no bearing. For the next 2.5 weeks, Vinny will not matter whether or not they make it. So that same stat we gave a couple of weeks ago, when they really got up on Boston, there's just less games now. So if the Royals have 23 games remaining and Boston has 23 or 24, it requires Boston to go like 14-8 or 15-9, and the Royals simultaneously during that time to go the opposite of that, to go 10-14 or 9-4, you know, like it requires the records to both be very good on one side and very bad on the other. And there's just not enough. Every game the Royals win makes it 5% more likely they're going to just make the postseason, because there won't be enough games left to catch them.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.